This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
We're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Get involved, get engaged. Love to hear from you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with us, so much for being part of the conversation, so much just for getting involved and getting engaged. You know, we have a feed on Facebook. We have a feed on the website. We make it easy for you to find the show. Preferably, I would love for you to be able to listen to it on your local radio station. So pick up the phone, call your local program manager at the station manager or the station owner, and say, hey, how come you don't carry this show? What's wrong with you people? Because it's a lot easier to listen to it on the radio, but we do have ways. Matter of fact, now, the way we've set it up, if you go to the website, therealside.com, you can easily get it on your smartphone. So just go to therealside.com. It's one of the first things that'll pop up when the show's live right there on your phone. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, and just being involved and engaged. You know, the California, you just heard, if you were listening in the last hour, Mark Reed was on me. He was a candidate for the 30th Congressional District here in California against Brad Sherman. Brad Sherman is about as exciting as, a mushroom on a log in the woods. I mean, this is nothing. The guy's getting nothing. You want to talk about a pasty white old guy that has no personality? I mean, serious, most people, if they saw him and they heard him talking, they would think he was a Republican, based on what they believe a Republican is. Right? I mean, seriously. Anyhow, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So, if you remember when I was on a couple of other, doing interviews on other stations, one of the things I love to do with the left is always love to say to them, okay, so if Obama did it or Holder did it or the Clintons did it, you were okay with it. There wasn't a word out of your camp. Your tribe never said anything about how bad this was. But when President Trump does it or a conservative does it, all of a sudden it is the worst thing that any human being could do another human being. It's so confusing to me. But then it dawned on me after a while of fighting this for a long time. It's just, it's a double standard, and it's a standard of denial. See, it's not real to them. Think about it. Because they get us to buy stuff or try to get us to buy stuff and their group to buy stuff by constantly saying, this is what it is. This is what it is. This is what the truth is, right? If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. I mean, they sold that forever, and people bought it. Well, I think they do the same thing in reverse here. Just keep denying it. Didn't exist, didn't happen, didn't exist, didn't happen. And they think that's the way it's going to play out. Well, you know, the ladies on The View, one of the ladies, what's her name? Sunny Hostin. She admitted on Wednesday that she doesn't care about poor treatment when it came from the Obama administration. I mean, she said that. She said she doesn't care what Obama did because Trump is president now. But if Trump was, let's just say that Trump got elected, he wanted to administer or legislate or carry out for the American people what Obama did, shouldn't you be okay with it? So if Obama put kids in cages and Trump does it, should it be okay? I mean, you didn't say anything about it then, so we figure it's okay. Right? If Obama was using tear gas / pepper spray on the borders 20 times a month at one point, shouldn't it be okay for Trump to do it? And I'm only asking because I'm trying to understand what the guidelines are, but I already know the answer to that, so do you. In a segment on ABC's The View talking about the recent incident where tear gas was used on migrants or invaders, whatever you prefer, who threw rocks at U.S. border. Now, you know, right then and there, when you throw rocks at the Border Patrol, you're done. It's over as far as I'm concerned. It's against the law. You're breaking the law. Now you're trying to hurt one of my guys. You're done. Take a listen.
Media for what they call flawed coverage of the Obama administration. Now, they point out that Obama had Border Patrol agents use tear gas at the border, too, and no one was interested in covering it then. What do you think?
Is there evidence of that? Because I saw a picture. I'll show you this photo that's circulating right now. These two little girls, shoeless, fleeing from tear gas. Do they have a photo like that when Obama was in a witness?
No, but the Homeland Security data does validate that it happened multiple times, more than once a month, in fact, during the Obama years. Here's another thing I read in that piece. It said
facts are stubborn things, guys. I mean,
it said and we can call out, you know, BS on both, to be honest. Because of the president's rhetoric, I think we're shining such a light on this.
It's a big difference.
But in that piece, it said over a period of 4 months in 2014 under the Obama years, HHS allegedly placed
Wait, I can't let that go. You got Whoopi Goldberg saying there's a big difference. What's the big difference? Tear gas is tear gas. Pepper spray is pepper spray. Things that hurt people or make them uncomfortable or set out. I mean, what's the big difference? She hasn't helped me to understand yet. But it wouldn't matter. I love listening to these people. I can't always play the pieces back, but I listen to people during the day. I listen to these shows during the day where you have Democrats who dismiss the same actions that Obama took. The same actions that Billy Bob Clinton took. But when Trump does it, it's wrong. When the Republican says we should do it, it's wrong. But when they're doing it, it's free license. It's almost like it doesn't matter. They get a free pass, and it's not a big deal. So I don't know how, again, I do know how you fix it. You fix it by fighting back. You fix it by pushing back. We fix it by opening our mouths. That's how we fix it. You know, and enough with this politically correct stuff. It doesn't help. It's not fixing anything for us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Whoa, no. I'll finish this on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croft, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We're back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. I know some of you getting ready to go out. I get it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. We're talking about the Ladies of the View, which is a microcosm of really what's going on in the party and their party as a whole. And here's the thing. This is what I said. I set you up in the last segment. They don't care. The left doesn't care what they've done in the past. None of that means anything to them. And the reason I say this, when you talk about Obama, using pepper spray or gassing people at the border, nobody said a word. Wasn't a big deal. Now that Trump's doing it, it's a big deal. And when you say to them, why were you okay? This is where I get in trouble when I go out to these shows. why are you okay with it with him, but not when... So if President Trump does step for step, or step by step, what President Obama did, it's bad, nasty, it's wrong. Right? But it was okay when Obama did it. This is the stuff that just floors me. I don't understand it. So let's hear what... You got to hear this circular, irrational, just flat-out hypocritical conversation from the women of The View.
No, and we can call out, you know, BS on both, to be honest. Because of the president's rhetoric, I think we're shining such a light on this.
It's a big difference.
But in that piece, it said over a period of 4 months and 24...
What is the big difference? What is the big difference between the two? Right? I mean, Obama had less people at the border that he was pepper spraying, and that was okay. This is what I'm saying. It's hard to believe you guys. It's hard to take you seriously because you don't mean it.
14 under the Obama years, HHS allegedly placed a number of unaccompanied children in the hands of a ring of human traffickers who forced them to work on egg farms in and around Ohio, leading to a federal criminal indictment. And according to the indictment, the minor victims were forced to work 6-7 hours a week, 12 hours per day. These are things that we don't talk about. Well, the challenges are very
real. Last I checked, President Obama is no longer in office.
Exactly.
See what I mean? See. So it didn't matter what he was doing. See, it didn't matter what their guy was doing. That was okay. He might have set the precedent. He might have let it happen. But if he gasses, not a big deal. Trump does, it is a big deal. Let's hear more of what this brain surgeon has to say.
Trump is in office.
And he's destroying the country.
And he's destroying the country. And this but Obama defense.
Now, don't let their applause get you down, because no conservative that has two brain cells to rub together is going to go see The View. So you know who's in there. You know who's part of that audience. So I'll leave it there.
You know, it doesn't work for me. That's not to say using tear gas. I think it's immoral when you're using tear gas against children. But ProPublica just found that the Trump administration has secretly continued to separate kids from their families. The Obama administration never did that.
But
you know, the ACLU says that kind of separation.
The Obama administration never separated kids from their family? No, that's wrong. We've already seen this. Actually, the Obama administration, didn't they also put the kids in the cages? Was the family in the cage with them? Because I didn't see that. I don't know. But this is where the hatred is so strong, they can't get away from it. Come on, think about it. The hatred is so strong that no matter what the man does, it's not going to be good or good enough. And if you think that if he resigned and Pence became president, if you think for a minute that they would stop there, you're wrong. They're not going to stop or won't stop till everybody, till the Democrats have total control of everything and turn the country into crapophonia.
Is unprecedented. So this whole, but Obama did it. I don't care what Obama did. I don't care what Trump is doing right here, right now.
I think it's strange to say that you don't care that it was happening before. Sorry, I love the applause when it happened. But I'm saying the coverage didn't even mention that this has been going on since 2012.
But neither did the Republicans. Republicans have never mentioned this. Listen, with all the stuff that...
If you're infuriated now, you should have been infuriated then. That's all I'm saying.
There you go. I'm on her side with that one. That's exactly right. If you're outraged by the actions of a human being now, why weren't you before? Does it matter? Is it the color of the skin? Is it the D before or after the name? What made it okay then and not okay now? I think that's a fair. I think it's more than a fair question to ask, don't you? I mean, seriously. And it's why? It's because it's The View. I mean, I got to tell you something. That show is probably one of the most vile shows on TV. Because they are feeding their own, so to speak. You know, you heard, what's her name? We can't call her Joy Behar anymore. I'm just going to call her Misery Behar, you know? How about Miserable B? How about that?
No?
Well, her last name's Behar. Anyway, we'll call her Misery Loves Company because she's got all those other people around her. Anyway, so she, you know, I mean, look at her. She's always, he's ruining company. He's ruining country. He's ruining the country. Obama, Obama didn't do anything wrong? Is he sainthood? I would love a Dem to come on and talk to me about, and they won't anymore. I wonder what that's all about. But I'd love one to come on and discuss with me. Let's discuss about how what Obama did was so great, what he changed, what he left us. You know, I mean, seriously, when you look at what's going on, I mean, if you think about it, I would like to know, and again, I'm asking in earnest, when George W. Bush was president, and after the 9/11, which again, nobody will admit to it, it started under Clinton. It happened shortly after Bush got into the presidency. Do you think that these guys learned how to fly these planes in less than 2 years? It happened under Clinton. They actually even had some dry runs under Clinton. But you won't hear that. Right? Nobody wants to talk about that. So as you move through and you look what, you know, George W., what he had to deal with, you want to talk about an economy that was in the tank? After what had just happened? He starts digging up, things start getting better. And then in his last year or so of presidency, we start to have troubles again. We start to have meltdowns, especially with the housing. Where Barney Frank, the Dodd-Frank Act, I mean, look it up, find out what that's all about. They're the ones that set up for these banks to fail. They set up for you and me to fail. They're the ones that came in with the zero down on homes. And then we had to make sure that minorities were able to buy a house even if they couldn't afford it. And then they got mad at the banks for loaning that money under the federal guidelines and failing. Talk about no way to please you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker in an elevator when the 7.0 earthquake struck Anchorage. He wondered if it might be the big one.
This had a very aggressive feel to it. Sometimes you get these rollers and they go along for a while. This had a had a bite to it that was not comfortable.
The earthquake rocked buildings, crumbled roads and overpasses, and sent people running for cover. All three people on a twin-engine plane that crashed into a wooded area of southern Indiana shortly after takeoff north of Louisville are dead. The plane was headed to Chicago. Indiana Police Sergeant Jerry Gooden.
Once officers arrived at the location, went into the wooded area, they did find a debris field in that area. They looked for survivors of the plane crash. However, there were no survivors of the plane crash.
The plane had taken off from Clark Regional Airport and was on its way to Chicago's Midway Airport. One of those killed, a Louisville architect. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Watch out for what you ask for. You just might get it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Always appreciate the time you spend with us and, you know, help giving out stories or sending stories, giving me things to talk about. I like talking about stuff. But, I mean, man, I got to tell you something. There's so much. I've stopped chasing stuff because I can't keep up with it anyhow. Right? I mean, nobody can. There's so much stuff going on. So many, when I say stuff, you know, news items today, again, our hearts and prayers go out to those who, my understanding is there's no casualties. Nobody died in the Alaskan earthquake, which is just great news. A lot of property damage. That's not great news. But at least nobody died. And our hearts and prayers go out to those who may not have a house left. I don't know. And it was 28 degrees during the day. I don't even know what it is now. And I can only imagine what that is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I told you, I love the Friday nights, you know, we do the smorgasbord of stories. All the crazy stuff that you won't hear hear anywhere else. When you see these, what are they called? Memes that they put up on Facebook and other places. And they talk about the lack of scandals, the lack of indictments under Obama. Well, when the guys you got working for you really do have your back and they're willing to break the law for you, well, of course there's no indictments. It seems like the people on the left are the only people in the world that didn't hear Comey say that she broke the law. That by having the server, by moving classified information, whether she knew it or not, is the way the law is written, whether the intent was there or not, she was still guilty. He said she was guilty. He said she broke the law. And nobody indicted her. Why? Because nobody is going to indict Hillary Clinton. It's not going to happen. There were stories, I don't know how true, I can't confirm, that President Trump wanted her investigated, wanted the DOJ to indict her. And that didn't happen. They wouldn't do it. You think they would have done that for any other president? Right? You think, if God falls asleep and Hillary gets elected, you think Hillary, they would for a second not go after Trump? She was right when she said, hey, if he gets elected, we're all going to jail. And you know that they were working overtime the day after the election to make sure that didn't happen. And I consistently write about the double standards that the DOJ applies to issues with President Trump and issues with Mrs. Clinton. Former Bush administration official Jack Abramoff, who served time in prison over a lobbying scandal, reacted to Tucker Carlson's assertion that the laws aren't equally applied against those on the right and the left. Abramoff, a Atlantic City, New Jersey native who was imprisoned on tax evasion and conspiracy charges, right, connected to lobbying payments from Native American tribes, and he agreed with Carlson. He said, look it, the law doesn't seem to be evenly applied at all. He added that it's something that upsets the American people. Carlson and Abramoff were discussing the topic in light of a former Trump attorney, Michael Cohen, pleading guilty to lying to Congress about a failed bid to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. On the left, though, there's a series of people who have seemingly committed unbelievable crimes. I mean, think of the Clinton Foundation alone. Right? And nothing. Nobody's been implicated. There's been no real investigation. Why not? I mean, we just have to smell something might be wrong when it comes to, you know, Trump, and we have to have a full-blown investigation. Carlson and Abramoff agreed that the ex-Obama DNI Jim Clapper lied to Congress about the NSA spying on Americans, but was never charged. He was given a CNN contributorship. Clapper could break the law, he gets a TV contract. Think about that. Instead of being punished, the prosecutor indicted, you're running for Congress, like Donna Shalala. Shalala, who served as HHS Secretary for Bill Clinton and is the Congresswoman-elect in South Florida, presided over the University of Miami during a major scandal involving the athletic department. But nothing there either. Like I said, none of this is going to change till we change it. Right? I don't pretend to have all the answers for you guys. Right? I mean, I really don't. But until we actually fight back, push back, maybe we need to get in a caravan. And next time there's an election, go to L.A. Maybe we should vote in high numbers and see what they do. Do provisional votes. Maybe you should go to Florida. Instead of it being 3-1 Dems to Republicans and watching the count, maybe it should be 10-3 Republicans/conservatives watching the count. What do you think? Should we try that? I think it'd be a great idea. See, this was my argument with somebody I actually have respect for when it comes to how we play the political game. And I'm tired of hearing, we're not them, we shouldn't be like them. Well, you know what? Take away the thuggery, take away the actual out-and-out cheating. No, we should be exactly like them. We should let nothing legally get in the way of us winning. If we have to take pictures and video and get 15 witnesses to the situation, we need to not be afraid to charge them. Right? The governor of Florida right now should be charging the Broward County supervisor. She's, if for nothing else, how about contempt of court? She was told to let them in and she didn't. This is the second time, four times total for her. But this is the second time where she's actually totally defied a judge's order. What is she still doing in the office? The governor has every right to remove her. He's got another month left, but she's retired. So isn't that nice? She's retired, so she gets her pension. Everything's fine. And what does she care? She got accomplished. Well, she tried to accomplish it. She's going to get accolades from the Dem Party. She doesn't care. The body language expert was watching her as she was talking and defending herself, that she's defiant, she doesn't care. So, again, until we get like that, until we're willing to do what it takes to win, that means if you have 15 pictures of them counting the same ballot like five times, or ballot signature doesn't match, or the address doesn't match, those are all things that need to be brought up. We need to be ready big time for the next election. We need to be watching it like a hawk. But then you have billionaires who don't share on their side, that don't share any of the basic values that we have. Look at Stiers. He has come out and said it. His interest is to support LGBTQ supportive candidates. End of discussion. When does he say we need to get back to the American way of life? We need to get back to traditional values. Any of that stuff. Any of that stuff. He doesn't. He doesn't care. He's got an agenda. He's got money. And as we've seen in this election, and I've seen personally happen, you can buy an election. You truly can buy an election. How grassroots is it? What is Bloomberg looking for when he's part of the team that put $6 billion up to win congressional seats across the country? What do you think he's going to be looking for when he runs for president in the next election? Come on, think about this. I mean, and Steyer's the same way. Tens of millions of dollars to get people that he feels are in the same camp elected. And you know what? If the Christian Coalition would come out, if evangelical Christians would get off their butts, read Scripture, figure it out, and get the right people elected, you would turn the whole thing around. I'm not talking about forcing religion on people. You do what you want with that. There's no way to get you not to believe that. You're going to believe what you believe. But unless we get off our butts and fight and do the right thing, you're going to keep losing. It's going to get worse and worse. You did it during Trump's election of 16. You need to do it every 2 years, whether you want to or not. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side. We'll be back in a little bit.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless. Instantly you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
But I
would definitely use this product.
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Just so for clarity, there is no free ride. Okay, just so we're clear. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spent with us. Spent, whatever, with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Look, I'm working on doing like a weekly, what would you say, like a 10 or 12 minute weekly highlight of the week, the stories or what have you. Now, I'm going to put that up, all put together, put that up on Patreon. So if you want to be part of that, if you want to see that, you're going to have to become a member. It's really that simple. As I told you, from a conservative standpoint, the Facebooks and Googles and what have you of the world have really, really, really ratcheted down on our ability to make money online. And a lot of the shows, as you heard earlier, a lot of the shows do that. They make their money by selling things online and that kind of stuff. And Facebook is becoming even harder and harder and harder. Some of you who used to watch us on Facebook or listen or what have you, you get no notices from them anymore no matter what you do. Maybe a couple of you are, but a majority of you not. We found out today that, Google, I don't know if some of you caught the story about the internal email that was released, where right after the 2016 elections, there was conversation from within as to how to stifle conservative websites, how to make it harder to find them. This is right after the election in 2016, at which point many of us saw a majorly drop, fall off of the ability to get to our websites, to find our websites, to find our stories. Many of you know that every week I used to write a weekly piece, but why write it when you can't get to it, or you don't know about it, or nothing goes out to let you know that it's available? So we stopped doing it. Oh, I stopped doing it anyway. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So if you want to help, go become a Patreon member. Read all about it. Go to our website, therealside.com. You'll see a button up on the top right-hand side. Go over to Patreon. You can see what it's about. And see if you want to become part of the inside family. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Duke University. They're in it again. I should say they're at it again. Remember, this was a university, the Duke University lacrosse team, where, we have to believe the victim. And she accused the whole lacrosse team of raping her, or eight members of the lacrosse team of raping her. Totally ruined their lives, and then admitted to lying afterward. But we didn't ruin her life. No, she did that on her own. She's actually dead now. But think about that. She ruined their lives and got away with it. Sharpton, who went down there to lay it down about how bad those players were, never came back to apologize. I wonder why that was. So Duke University's Peabody nominated Scene on Radio podcast titled Men is currently in the middle of its third season. It revolves around the issue of misogyny and patriarchy. So it's a podcast on beating on men and male culture. The Scene on Radio podcast, which comes out of Duke University Center for Documentary Studies, is hosted by Duke professor and audio program director John Bewin, along with the author and the radio journalist Celeste Headley. Now, Celeste and I will take a similar approach to the Seeing White series, which explored the history and deconstruction the meaning of whiteness. With men, we'll be asking questions like, what's up with this male-dominated world? Is male supremacy inevitable? How did we get sexism, patriarchy, misogyny, and what can we do about it? Well, if I listen to all you loons, nothing. We've already won. It's already here. We dominate you in every way, right? Every male that has any kind of will. And it's really funny. Any male that comes off as being strong-willed, sure of himself, and takes control of the situation, it's male masculine toxicity. It's bad. It's terrible. It's disgusting. But any woman who's strong-willed and tries to take control of a situation, she's within her rightful place, according to you. It's okay. That doesn't sound like equality to me, but apparently I don't know what equality is. There are currently 10 episodes of Men series, each touching on different topics, ranging from white feminism and gender issues to misogyny and racism. In the first episode, Be Like You, Bewin and Headley bring on a transgender guest to discuss privilege. Bewin claims that he's inherently an oppressor because he is a cis, hetero, white, middle-class male. See, that's too bad for him. But see, if he wants to be an oppressor, he can be. If he doesn't, he doesn't have to be. It's not inherent. It's not something you're born with. This is what they try to get you to buy into, but there's absolutely no proof of any of this. But again, they say it enough, you'll buy into it, and you'll start to believe it. He also states that transitioning from male to female is one of the biggest betrayals to the patriarchy that one can commit. No, it's actually probably more of a betrayal to yourself, but we'll talk about that in another show. Right? When you get that, when you get down to these things. Episode two, Ain't No Amoeba, features Breland claiming that men were the creators of gender roles for the purpose of justifying an oppressive, exploitive hierarchy. Who's teaching them this crap? So men decided there were men and women, not biology, not science. Men decided the roles of both because they wanted to oppress women. What? Whoa! Really? That's not good. Well, what a way to throw me off. It's okay. No, it's okay. It's probably the right thing. I don't know if some of you got this. Just heard that President George W. H.W. Bush, not W. George H.W. Bush just passed away. Now, I hate to say it this way, but I've been kind of expecting this, haven't you? Well, but not because he was pretty old. Look, he lost the love of his life, a woman that he'd been with his whole life, right? She was a strength around him. It was very obvious they enjoyed being around each other. You know, he's in a wheelchair. He's done. We both know what they believed or said they believed. So, I don't know. I'm not surprised by it. Man, big family, huh? But for those of you who care, George H.W. Bush died today. I don't know of what. Probably heart failure. And so our hearts and prayers go out to the family. But again, wow, what, 2 weeks before Christmas? He couldn't wait? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying, you know? And I had heard and read that he was heartbroken over the loss of his wife. So again, I can only imagine what that's like. And... You know, does anybody know why her hair turned white at such a young age? Do you know why? A lot of people don't, you know, just she lost a daughter. And it was a very, very tragic situation. She lost one of her kids, and they said basically she turned white like overnight almost. But, you know, again, they've been through some heartache. They've been through some stuff. Whether you like these people or not, they're still human beings. You know, I mean, let's see what Nancy Pelosi has to say because, you know, she thought MS-13 people were human beings. She couldn't call them animals. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about the Duke University, who's producing a podcast, and which really just it's nothing but beating on white guys, how bad white people are, and white guys are. You know what? If they're so bad, because I know how you guys are with some of the other, you won't take money or you won't take help from Israelis because they're bad people. Jews are bad people. I mean, I see all this stuff. Well, if white guys are so bad, so patriarchal, misogynistic, whatever words make you happy, why do you take their money? I wouldn't take their money. Why would you do that? Do it on your own. Show those misogynistic what do you want to call them, oppressive men, that you don't need them. You don't need their money. You don't need them. I mean, really, that would really teach them a lesson, right? If you took nothing from them and you were still successful and you were still able to make it in this world, wouldn't that be showing them? They just don't see the foolishness. I think that they don't want to see their foolishness, but they really just don't see their foolishness. Okay, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really appreciate the time that you spend with us all week long. You're during the show, involved. Some of you hang out for 3 hours a day. God bless you. Thank you so much. I mean that sincerely. Appreciate it. So what I want you to do is I want you to be safe over the weekend. Don't do anything stupid because I need you back here on Monday. Would you want to or not? I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.